Unit 6. Reading Passage. The buildings in our lives are much more than stacks of stones and piles of bricks. The bridges we cross, homes we inhabit, and offices we work in are also expressions of our cultures. Perhaps more than any other type of structure, a city's landmarks are its most visible symbols.From towers in France to statues in New York City, our landmarks stand for our achievements and shared identities. Famous landmarks create powerful images that represent cities and countries. The Taj Mahal, in addition to being an architectural masterpiece, is India's best-known symbol. Likewise, millions of visitors to Paris buy postcards featuring images of the Eiffel Tower.These cultural treasures often have a functional use, making them living parts of a city. The White House in Washington, D.C. is still the U.S. president's home. Every day, millions cross bridges like San Francisco's Golden Gate. Even after their functional periods are over, many, like the Colosseum in Rome, are preserved as ties to a city's past. Buildings are also expressions of local pride.For centuries, architects have pushed upwards, starting with wood, then stone, and eventually steel in a race to build the highest skyscraper. New York's Empire State Building, 443 meters, ruled the skies for decades, serving as a powerful icon that entered our imaginations through films like King Kong. In recent years, height records have been broken at a dizzying rate, with structures like Taiwan's Taipei 101 building, 508 meters, and the UAE's Burj Khalifa, 828 meters, leaping over each other to take the top spot. Yet these landmarks are much more than measurements. They have a strong impact on tourism and local businesses, and they can even help revitalize a city.Cities fight for the opportunity to host the Olympics, with the winner spending millions of dollars on new stadiums. In addition to becoming instant landmarks, they generate huge revenues and publicity. Even museums can turn a city's fortunes around. After the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain opened, it transformed the struggling city into a major attraction. The design, shape, and style of these buildings often evoke the spirit of the local culture. For instance, the Taipei 101 building has a powerful design patterned after traditional pagodas. Older structures like Kyoto's Golden Pavilion are beautiful examples of religious architecture. Buildings can even show a city's commitment to the environment, such as the stadium built for the 2009 World Games in Kaohsiung, Taiwan.The roof, which is designed like a dragon, contains 8,844 solar panels that provide the stadium with all its energy needs. Local residents and international visitors are drawn to these monuments to the human spirit. Some, like the London Eye, attract millions of visitors every year. Others, like the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, are timeless works of art.Whether they're 20 or 2,000 years old, made of stone or steel, or used to work or worship in, the buildings in our lives contain the blueprints of our cultures.